All right, so today we're doing a deep dive, and it's going to be a good one, I think.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, this one really caught my eye. We're going to be talking about Jesus and children
Okay, yeah.
and the way Jesus used kids as examples, metaphors in his teachings.
Right.
We're looking at excerpts, I guess you could say, from ministry-to-children.com, and they've got a page called Jesus Children, and they provide 10 key Bible verses.
Wow, 10.
Yeah, we may not get to all of them,
That's a lot.
but it's pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued. You know, I've never really thought too much about what role children played in Jesus's teachings.
Right.
So I'm really interested to see what we come up with.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of this will be familiar to our listeners, but when you kind of, take a step back and you look at it, you really start to realize just how often Jesus used children as examples. And honestly, some of the lessons he draws from these interactions are pretty deep.
It really makes you think differently about things.
So, to start off, one of the first things that really stood out to me is this whole idea of childlike faith. And it's really hammered home in Matthew 18.1 to 6, where Jesus basically says that, you really need to become like little children. Like, that's the key to entering the kingdom of heaven.
And I think a lot of people maybe hear that and they think, oh, I need to, throw a tantrum in the supermarket or something to, really embody that. But I think it's really about rediscovering that kind of core of what makes a child's faith so powerful. You know, think about it. Kids are naturally trusting, open to new ideas. They don't put on airs, they just are. And that kind of genuine, unfiltered belief, that's what I think Jesus is pointing to.
It's that sense of wonder that you kind of lose as an adult. Like the first time you see a firefly or a rainbow or you're splashing in a puddle, like that pure joy.
Exactly. And that sense of wonder opens you up, I think, to a much deeper connection with faith and with God, I think.
And then, it's not just about faith. Jesus gets pretty serious about how we treat children
Oh,
too.
for sure.
In Matthew 18.10 and 14, there are some really strong warnings against causing children to stumble, causing harm, leading them astray. And it's clear that this was something that he cared very deeply about.
And when you think about those verses, I think to really grasp the weight of what those words meant, you really got to consider, what life was like back then. You know, children weren't seen as these precious individuals deserving of, protection like they are today. Often they were almost, invisible in society, but Jesus completely flips the script. He puts their well-being, front and center, making it crystal clear that harming a child is a grave offense.
It's such a powerful shift in thinking, that really resonates with us today. Thankfully we've come a long way in terms of child protection, but sadly there's always more work to be done. And these
Absolutely.
teachings really serve as a constant reminder of the responsibility that we have to protect and nurture the most vulnerable among us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's this other idea that comes up over and over in these verses too, and that is that welcoming children is the same as welcoming Jesus himself. We see this in Matthew 19.13-15, Mark 9.36-37, even Mark 10.32-16.
Wow, so he repeats this idea a few times.
Yeah, and that's what really makes you think, like this must have been a really important point to Jesus, if he's emphasizing it that much.
Yeah, and it's not just some, sweet sentiment either. It was radical, At that time, children were often, pushed aside, overlooked. And to imagine Jesus, this, respected teacher, putting them front and center, blessing them and saying, "This is how you treat me." That's a powerful statement.
Yeah, it really makes you look at kids differently. Like, we need to see him in every child, treat them with that same love and respect. It's challenging, but also incredibly inspiring, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it goes even deeper than that
Right
because
on.
Jesus also uses children to illustrate what true leadership looks like. In Luke 9.46-48, He calls a child over and he basically says, "This is what greatness looks like."
A child.
Yeah, a child.
That's so
I
interesting.
know. How can a kid represent greatness, you
All
know?
right.
But that's exactly the point. The world says that greatness is about power, wealth, being in charge.
Right.
But Jesus kind of turns that on its head,
Yeah.
shows us that true greatness lies in humility, in putting others first, in serving rather than ruling.
Yeah.
And those are qualities that, you know, children often embody much more naturally than adults.
It's really mind-blowing. You know, it's like
Yeah.
it makes you think about what you really value in life,
Yeah.
what you're striving for, you know?
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, there's this idea of becoming children of God
Okay.
that we see in verses like John 1:12-13 and 1 John 3:1.
Okay.
And this isn't about literal children anymore. This is about being reborn spiritually, welcomed into God's
So
family.
it's like hitting the reset button, you know,
Your
spiritually.
spiritual reset button.
Yeah. Yeah,
Exactly.
yeah.
It's about embracing a new identity, one that's rooted in faith and love.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's fascinating how this kind of ties back to that idea of childlike faith that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe that sense of trust and openness is actually what makes that transformation possible.
Yeah, it all comes back around, doesn't it?
Yeah, like a full circle moment. We started with the importance of childlike faith, and now we see how it connects to this, you know, this profound spiritual rebirth.
It's really remarkable how these themes all weave together.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Definitely.
And it's really clear that you know, Jesus saw something truly special in children. He used them to teach us about faith, humility, service, even about, you know, becoming a part of God's family.
Yeah.
And it really makes you think, you know, how can we better reflect these values in the way we view and treat children today? You know, both individually and as a society. That's something worth pondering, I think.
Definitely.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, this is great.